Two girls walk into a room. The room is in a flat. The flat is on the third floor. In the room is the dead body of an adult male. How do they get the body to the ground floor without being seen? First, they gather supplies. How many bed sheets do we need? How many does he have? Ayola ran out of the bathroom and returned armed with the information that there were 5 sheets in his laundry cupboard. I bit my lip. We needed a lot, but I was afraid his family might notice if the only sheet he had was the one laid on his bed. For the average male, this wouldn't be all that peculiar, but this man was meticulous. His bookshelf was arranged alphabetically by author. His bathroom was stocked with a full range of cleaning supplies. He even bought the same brand of disinfectant as I did. And his kitchen shone. Ayola seemed out of place here, a blight in an otherwise pure existence. Bring 3. Second, they clean up the blood. I soaked up the blood with a towel and wrung it out in the sink. I repeated the motions until the floor was dry. Ayola hovered, leaning on one foot and then the other. I ignored her impatience. It takes a whole lot longer to dispose of a body than to dispose of a soul, especially if you don't want to leave any evidence of foul play. But my eyes kept darting to the slumped corpse, propped up against the wall. I wouldn't be able to do a thorough job until his body was elsewhere. Third, they turn him into a mummy. We laid the sheets out on the now dry floor and she rolled him onto them. I didn't want to touch him. I could make out his sculpted body beneath his white tee. He looked like a man who could survive a couple of flesh wounds, but then so had Achilles and Caesar. It was a shame to think that death would whittle away at his broad shoulders and concave abs until he was nothing more than bone. When I first walked in, I had checked his pulse thrice and then thrice more. He could have been sleeping. He looked so peaceful.